Folks, thank you very much for coming this evening, 25th of September 2019. This is the 5G apocalypse, the London event, and it augurs the beginning of a tour of cities, which we are going to be variously involved with ourselves and helping to orchestrate in the coming months. I don't suggest it's going to be in the coming years, because we do not, alas, have years for this particular issue. This is an existential crisis. And for those who choose not to look this way, fair enough. But there are many people who are conscious, who are profoundly concerned at what is taking place. And what is taking place in the simplest possible terms is what appears to be the early stages of an unprecedented crime against humanity. When a technology, a stealth technology, which is demonstrably, evidentially a weapon system, a metadata surveillance system, when such an apparatus, such a system is deployed on our streets, in our cities, in our homes, in our schools, classrooms, buses, taxis, public buildings, every square inch of planet Earth is destined to fall within the draconian reach of Skynet. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not within the realm of theoretics. This is factuality. It is stark, it is technicolored, and frankly, it is terrifying. So I salute you, each of you, for coming here this evening and helping to support us and make yourselves heard, make us heard. I'm going to play a short clip now to begin. People are still coming in. We've received a lot of calls saying people are stuck in traffic. I apologize to those of you who had difficulties getting here. But we do need to start now. We've got the UK Police and Crimes Commissioner, Anthony Stansfeld, in Oxford, who's going to be coming in on the line in about an hour from now, and we need to get through a couple of keynote presentations before that time. So without further ado, I'm going to begin a short clip, which is excerpted from the film that I made a short while ago called 5G Apocalypse, The Extinction Event. This one has been reduced down to only a few minutes, about 7 minutes, I think. But this is just to help those of you who are not familiar with the full scope of what we're talking about. This clip is designed to contextualize what these presentations this evening are addressing. Thank you for your patience.
It's important to understand what the 5G is doing and what they say it's doing. We're told on the IEEE beamforming document that this technology cooked your eyes like eggs in World War II. And you all need to understand, these are military weapons. These are assault frequencies. If you garner nothing more than that, that's what you need to know. It's microwave radiation warfare is what this is.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming to the National Press Club Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler.
It's an honor to be here at the National Press Club. The first generation wireless, 1G, was voice. The second generation, 2G, allowed both talk and text. The third generation, 3G, the internet, in a limited way. And today's technology, 4G, completed that digital migration. But if anyone tells you that they know the details of what 5G is going to become, run the other way.
All right, let's get a break though. Let's tell the people what this really is. This is the 5G transmission device. Blinkin' heck, that's a hell of a beast, that, isn't it? These are the uninsurable transmitters. Just get a good look at that, guys, because obviously I know there's quite a few experts who want to see more detail about the transmitters and the chipsets. Just have a good look, boys. This is the control management system, mass array. There's an antenna there, you see that? What is this phased array antenna here? What's that? This is for phased array, all right? As you'll see, it's got a driver, it's got some chip there. It's one chip. Look at the chipsets on this. This is your dystopian world. What did this? What did Gated Council say? I'll tell you what I think. We better send some of these educated fools back to school. Or just send them to prison. Whichever is the easiest. I think prison's probably better. All right, that's 5G, guys. That's 5G hardware.
You must consider the whole part played by electricity in nature. Human beings cannot go on developing in the same way in an atmosphere permeated on all sides by electric currents and radiations. It has an influence on the whole development of man. This life of men in the midst of electricity, notably radiant electricity, will presently affect them in such a way that they will no longer be able to understand the news which they receive so rapidly. The effect is to damp down their intelligence. Such effects are already seen today. Even today, you can notice how people understand the things that come to them with far greater difficulty than they did a few decades ago. Rudolf Steiner, 1924. Rudolf Steiner noted that in 1924, since then our atmosphere has become far more permeated with electric waves of widely diverse types. There's no doubt now that electric waves, electromagnetic forces, cause direct biological effects. There's thousands of peer-reviewed papers on this subject. There's no doubt about it. But what are these effects? How are they affecting us? What can we do about it? We're now at a stage where we're putting in what's called 5G, which is a special type of broadcast for high-density information transfers. And it turns out that this is the same frequency bands that are used in crowd dispersal weaponry.
Is it true?
It could be.
No,
well,
come
very,
on.
A, you know, very no few cases.
Proof
there
at
was
all.
An unfortunate really incident out in
situation.
Iowa.
Look, gentlemen, practice these words in front of the mirror. Although we are constantly exploring the subject, currently, there is no direct evidence that links cell phone usage to brain cancer.
There are dozens and dozens of studies that show beyond any doubt what this radiation is doing to our sperm. Now, if you take the cell phone out of your pocket, the sperm will recuperate within 3 to 4 months. What would not recuperate would be the damage to the DNA of the sperm. That is irreparable. The wife of the ex-governor of Indiana was diagnosed with glioblastoma. Same brain tumor Ted Kennedy have and John McCain had. Did you look at John McCain's car? This is a cell phone brain tumor. LeBron James, one of our sports people, had a salivary gland tumor. That is another cell phone tumor. You didn't hear about it because immediately after that was discovered, was paid by Samsung to become their spokesperson.
Faster, better, more reliable internet. That's the promise of 5G technology, but there is also the peril. Health hazards associated with radio frequency that is higher also and requires more transmitters and in antennas. And the stark, simple fact is the health hazards are unknown and unstudied. Mr. Chairman, thank you for having this hearing. 5G, as you well know, also uses higher frequency waves that don't travel as far and will rely on a network of hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of small cell sites. And the question then is, are there any health implications, any public safety implications to those additional sites that are likely to be located close to homes, schools, workplaces, and closer to the ground? Correct?
Correct, Senator. Yes.
So my question for you, particularly Mr. Gillen and Mr. Perry, how much money has the industry committed to supporting additional independent research? I stress independent research. Is that independent research ongoing? Has any been completed? Where can consumers look for it? And we're talking about research on the biological effects of this new technology.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for your focus on the issue. Safety is paramount, and as you alluded to, we rely on the expert agencies, we rely on the findings of the FDA and others as to the requirements to keep all of us safe. There are no industry-backed studies, to my knowledge, right now. Happy to visit with you as to what opportunities you think there needs to be more studies, and we're always for more science. We also rely on what the scientists tell us.
So essentially, the answer to my question, how much money? Zero.
I can only follow up with you, Senator. To my knowledge, there's no active studies being backed by industry today.
Anybody else know of industry commitments to back research, fund it, support it, to ascertain scientifically the health effect?
No, I'm not aware of any.
So there really is no research ongoing. We're kind of flying blind here, so far as health and safety is concerned. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Realizes a little about what it is that we're facing, and certainly what it is that we're doing here, which is to really apprehend head-on the government's local authorities, health and safety standards and regulatory authorities, governments and multilateral associations like the United Nations, World Health Organization, and so on. They are mandated to do this stuff. They're not doing it. There has been no testing for safety on 5G. Now, I will introduce you to the esteemed panel. On my right is Paramount Chief Silvestri Nicale of the Ivory Coast, Jacques Bauer, who is a clinical pharmacologist, is that correct?
Clinical pharmacist.
A clinical pharmacist and a biohazard environmental scientist and researcher who's flown in with his team today from Switzerland. On my immediate left is Dr. Chris Cleverly, a barrister, a fine human, and an associate justice with the International Tribunal for Natural Justice. The ITNJ, a few weeks ago, seated the inaugural seating of the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into Weaponization of the Biosphere. That judicial inquiry is underway. We took expert testimonies over 2 days from leading figures in the around the world in vaccination programs, in big pharmaceutical crimes, in agrochemical crimes, in geoengineering, in genetic modification, in all of these perverse areas of focus. We've taken the expert testimony of the leading figures, more or less, in these fields, and that judicial commission will make its findings heard and known later next year. On my far left is a man many of you will know already. Certainly, he was the central focus in the film that I made, 5G Apocalypse, and that is Mark Steele, who is a weapons expert, a weapons development expert, and an engineer. and you'll be hearing from Mark first. He's got a keynote, a presentation. Has it been keyed up into the computer, Mark's? Forgive me. We'll have to, we're doing the, oh, and I'd just like to say welcome to many, many, many hundreds of people who are watching this from around the world. You're very, very welcome. Thank you for those of you who've set your alarms and are getting up at an ungodly hour. But we've seen the numbers of the live stream, and we're thrilled to know that this is truly an international audience. So, Mark Steele, our weapons expert, is going to take the floor. Mark, do you need a microphone in your hand?
Everybody hear me all right? We'll go to the pub after, because you're going to need a good drink after this one. Right, LED 5G streetlights, because LED is, in fact, part of the 5G rollout. They are intertwined. It is illegal, unlawful deployment. It's an indictable crime. What I mean by that, because it's experimental, it's in breach of the Nuremberg Code, it has been deemed to be a crime against humanity, as Sasha mentioned before. What's really interesting about all product developments, this is a paradigm shift in product development, because all products fit with the standard. But unfortunately, all of these new technologies that we start to see, whether they've been driven by central government or the UN or whoever, haven't been fully risk assessed to be safe. So what they're doing, they're ignoring the science, standards and the law. The law and standards are inextricably linked. It's for the protection of population. Be no point me giving you a porcelain club, taking it to home, putting hot water in it and it explodes. That wouldn't be very good, would it? You'd sue Asda, whoever you bought it off. That's why we have standards, and that is why the law and standards are inextricably linked. So be no safety or risk assessment. This is battlefield interrogation equipment brought to the street near you, uninsurable. Should tell everybody all they need to know. Lloyds of London will not insure any antenna system for harm to a human. Reason for that is because of harm. This is the game that I was in, head up display systems. I've got quite a few inventions, not just in this particular field, but this one in particular. This is optical radiation. Most people may not understand that optical radiation is a known hazard. Now, this piece of equipment's been tested to be safe, and it's the reason why that's a 560 nanometers frequency. It's the reason it's green, all right? So just remember, it's green for a reason. It's less biologically hazardous than either full spectrum or what we're going to come on to, blue LEDs. What you definitely don't want to do is harm your asset. That man's cost a lot of money to train. You don't want to harm him. Obviously, it wouldn't be very good. But what I want to draw people's attention to, these screens. You see those screens in the top of the helmet? They're there for a specific reason. It's to mitigate the battlefield interrogation equipment, what I call 5G, what is in fact 5G. Because what he can't do, he cannot fly into a battle scene without having his face and his head protected. If he did, those microwave radiation weapon systems on a battlefield would pose to him a significant risk. So what he actually does, he goes in, uses these weapon sight systems to target up and use what's called ARM missiles. We've all heard about ARM missiles, anti-radiation missiles. You take the adversary's microwave radiation battlefield equipment out first because you cannot deploy men on the battlefield. That's how dangerous microwave radiation is. Not what the ICNIRP or Public Health England state. Here's a bit of science just to prove the point. We've got, these are LED streetlights. These are human retinal cells in vitro. And as you'll see, this control 100%. So when you expose human retinal cells, you've got near 80% apoptosis, cell death. That's blue LED. That's what it does. It's retinal cell toxic, retinal cell toxic, full spectrum, near 60% cell death. Green 560 nanometers. Now you understand why the weapon sight system is in green. Because it's less biologically active. I see you all running home, changing your lights for green ones. This is quite an interesting piece of equipment. The reason I'm showing people about this, I call this killer tech. The industry call it killer tech. They were quite proud of it. You know, keep talking about smart devices being killer tech. That will kill you. That's a full spectrum optical radiation from a pulse modulated projector. Well, if I have images of the metallization coating being fatigued, it's fatigue here. The bit I want to draw your attention to, though, is the antenna. The antenna in this device is actually in this stem. Your mobile phone is not safe next to your head. And the scientist who actually did this bit of work at Columbia University, fortunately passed away, Professor Martin L. Blank, he was saying, how did they pass the FCC standard? Because obviously this antenna situated in the stem and that wouldn't pass the standard. Pretty interesting. Here's the SAR values. This is the FCC SAR values, 1.6 watts per kilo. Not safe. This is a thermal value that you're not supposed to be exposed for any more than that, and it's only for 6 minutes. So 6 minutes exposure of a thermal impact radiation. This graph on the left-hand side here, yes, that's 1.6 watts per kilo. This is the European standard 2. All of these phones, when they're put next to your head, produce significantly higher amounts of radiation. That's them. This is what they've been shown in the test, these small numbers here, but that's in effect what happens when you put them next to your body. You've got it in your pocket. You put it next to your head. Interesting. Well, here's really interesting. Samsung Galaxy, this is the first major class action in the US where people have developed ovarian cancer, bowel cancers, etc., etc., etc. But this is the really important bit, and the reason I'm talking about this. A 500% increase in the radiation emitted, this is over the 1.6 watts per kilo. Now, I'm a product developer. Don't know if anybody does product development here, but I'm going to tell you that is impossible. From a product development perspective, you build products to the standard. The standard's there for a reason. So the builder, the design, and the product, to be able to produce a product with a 5% increase tells me something very, very untoward's going on, because it is impossible. You just can't do that. You build your products to a standard. So how did products come to the marketplace with a 500% increase? Now, that is a potential risk to any shareholder, because obviously you already know that Lloyd's of London won't insure them. Anybody who's got shares in mobile phone companies, be mindful, you might get your house taken off you. Lloyd's got here the last time with asbestosis, and that did actually bankrupt quite a lot of very, very, very wealthy people. So here's the class action. If that's successful, it's going to be a serious problem. This is the latest NTP study, $24 million government study in the USA. This was the 1.6 watts per kilo. That is what it calls does to your heart, cardiomyopathy at 1.6 watts per kilo. So think about it, your smartphone, the one that's in your pocket, 500% higher. Heart cancer, endocardial schwannoma there. Obviously, this is in rats. Some lunatic at Ulster University tells me, he's a professor, by the way, doesn't really go very far with me because I tell it how it is. He's a lunatic. He says, because this is rats, it doesn't affect you. Well, what I can tell you, if I did any clinical study, whether it be a cancer drug or other, and I had this result, that drug would be withdrawn. The issue that we've got, nobody's really talking about this. You know, we've got a basic blackout as far as the media is concerned. Let's get on to what we've really come here to talk about, 5G LEDs. All right, it's a really important bit. Now, what I want to say to people, this is unbelievable. I've been developing weapon systems for over 30 years. I can't believe it. So I'm not expecting anybody in this room to believe what I'm telling you. Because I kind of believe it. So I'm not expecting you to. What I'm going to say to people, do your own research. It is extremely important. This is outrageous. It's unbelievable. It is illegal. It is unlawful. It is most certainly in breach of every law that was ever laid down. So it does take a bit to get your head around it. These are blue phosphor-coated, so they get the appearance that they're emitting white, but they're not. Significant amount of blue light leakage there. And these basically are lasers, all right? They've got an element, they've got some coherence. It's consequently, they should be deemed as lasers. This is what it says there, risk group 2. Now, this is not about the power density. Anybody will tell you, you have to get close to the light. These are... got lenses on them, a near shine light like a laser, all right? Extremely toxic. The cause, there's no diffuser on these, which is pretty bizarre, because even the old sodium lights had diffusers, because optical radiation's a hazard. So ask yourself the question, why? That's a one in the reel there. No diffuser, and it's a risk group too. Now, there's a cumulative exposure hazard to this type of light. And we have evidence of fetal development, skin damage, because the blue light emission is retinal cell toxic, damages of vitamin A. It's basically just deleterious to biological life. Pretty interesting, because AMA, Medical Association, ANSES, this is the French health authority, you've got SHIA, this emerging risk team in Europe, and Public Health England have all stated that this is a risk. So what is your local authority rolling technology out on top of you? Because you've already been told. Interesting. Just to prove a point, there you go. Risk group 2. Emitted from this product, are your skin irritation may result from exposure. Use appropriate shielding. You see me with the glasses. Everybody talks about them. Some people think I can spy on you. I don't know where they got that one from. But anyway, you need to wear appropriate shield and you definitely need protective eyewear. Hands up, anybody in this room, your local authority have told you that the LED streetlights have just rolled out on top of you, you need eye protection. Has anybody been warned? Not a single one. Amazing that, isn't it? But they'll make you wear a hard hat on a site where there isn't even a crane. Bit of window dressing there. This is some of the exposures... the times, so group 2 here, 1,000 seconds, this is in seconds by the way, 1,000 seconds, 100 seconds, blue light radiance, 0.25. So 0.25 of a second you can be exposed to that type of light as a risk group 2. Do you know when you're on the motorway? I just came in on the M1. When you're driving down that M1, these have got no diffuser, they are absolutely lethal, and I mean it, they're lethal. Just a bit of science to support what I've been saying, because some people think I'm making it up. There you go. Cell death. Blue light outside a retinal intercept cellular signal, cell death. All right. You've also got another one here. Severe cell damage. Reactive oxide species. So you get cancer. These are costs that were new. In 2005, the first papers that came out showed that these were carcinogenic. These are experimental technologies, haven't been shown to be safe, and are extremely dangerous to children. Children do not have, they've got a clear lens. So more of this optical radiation enters their eye, can cause central nervous system cancers. Here you go, here's the law. Health and Social Care Act 2012. What it says there, the Secretary of State has a duty, says duty there, to protect, for the protection of the public. And it says there, from ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. Non-ionizing radiation is that light radiation as well as the 5G transmitter on the top. Now, tells me he's not really doing his job, is he? Local authorities also have a duty for the improvement of public health. So not only is your local authority breaking the law, So has the Secretary of State. This is a highways document that all your councils get. So anybody who's involved in highways, anybody who's involved in the construction or lighting system, and what public health have said, issues warning. Public Health England has warned that high levels of blue light in LED street lighting can be uncomfortable and unknown to cause damage to the retina. What they didn't do was tell you the truth and tell you that they give you cancer. Because this study in Barcelona, this was Exeter University put this out, but it's Barcelona, and 20 institutions were involved in this in Spain, and that showed a doubling of breast and prostate cancer in only 3 years. I showed that to a photonics expert, a friend of mine. He burst into tears. And he said to me, Mark, do you know what that means? I said, yes, I do. If it's double the breast and the prostate cancer in 3 years, the epidemic from the exposure to that light is 15 to 25 years out. That's how serious we're talking about here. These are untested, unregulated, illegal fitments. Those who don't know about the issues that I suffered, I brought this to public's attention and I had Gated Council take me to court to try and gag me. They said I was a conspiracy theorist because I was telling this technology will kill you. This technology will kill you. And I was saying that, and they said we've got to get him shut up. He's a conspiracy theorist making it up. Unfortunately for them, they didn't know who I was really. The 5G risk must be debated. The judge stated in the case, after he found out that I was an expert in this particular technology, he turned around and he said the 5G risk must be debated. We are still waiting for that debate. It was a direction in a court by a judge to a local authority. They have ignored him. They ignored him for a reason because they do not want to have the discussion either with me or anybody else about 5G because they are still in denial. They've stated they haven't got 5G. They also stated they put this document into the court. Not this. This is a press release they put out. They said Public Health England, the International Commission, but non-ionized radiation, others have confirmed there's no risk. So the local authority are telling there's no risk, even though month before, unfortunately for Gated Council, I know John O'Hagan at Public Health England. And this was a fabrication. Public Health England had already warned there were a risk. So the local authority handed this in and they had a document that mirrored this in the court, basically trying to hoodwink the judge. Unfortunately for them, the judge wasn't as stupid as what they were, and he decided that I was an expert, and what he basically said was, Gated Councillor Mark Steele's ongoing dispute over the baby-killing technology takes another twist, because I also showed in that court case that this will kill an unborn child. The levels of radiation we were measuring in homes in Gated were catastrophic. Unbelievable, I know, but unfortunately that's just the way that things have turned out. Here's some of the levels of radiation in Gateshead, 923, 720, 1295. We've got an average, the minimum we've measured is 600 in bedrooms, because these bi-directional 5G antennas on top of streetlights, they're sweeping your home with radar. And
Mark, might just want to speak to that, because that's the reading right now. In this room.
The reading in this room is 1153. Which is? It's six times over the 200 millivolts, which the Council of Europe 1815 resolution says is safe. It's not. The bi-initiative report says 30 millivolts. Council of Europe, they took a more pragmatic view because obviously international courts, and they said 200 for long-term exposure. It's not safe. As Shasta has just shown there, we're over 1,100, 1,200. This is what we've got in bedrooms in the gated area. It's actually in breach of the law. A little bit more science, because I like to put a little bit of science in, make it so that people, because we have this being disputed by Public Health England and other authorities. They think we're making this up. Unfortunately, the science is absolutely damning. Non-thermal electromagnetic radiation, so this is non-thermal, not the 1.6 watts per kilo thermal impact, what I call a Kuchen value, Because it is, they're cooking you. It's what microwave radiation does. That's why you put it, that's why microwave ovens work. You didn't put one in your kitchen because it doesn't work. You put it in your kitchen because it cooks meat. Cooks lots of other things. If you put your poodle dog in it, there was some woman in America put a poodle dog in it and killed it. The interesting thing, we've got an epidemic of diabetes in this country. And you've got the mainstream media talking about food, all sorts of things. But what I'm going to tell you, if I want to give rats diabetes in a lab, expose them to a 2.5 gigahertz frequency. That's what this study shows on the right-hand side. All right? So we've got an epidemic. The medical community are scratching their backside, not their heads, because their brains are down here, not up here, because it doesn't take anybody with any brains to work out what's really causing the epidemic. Smart meters. We've heard a lot of it in the mainstream media of late, how much of a disaster it is economically for energy companies, etc., and a total waste of time. But what they didn't tell you was, these are human bloods. These are human bloods over a couple of minutes, and what we'll see is we'll see extremely deleterious effects. The blood, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, that's bottle cap. This is Relay. Relay is an interesting development. When you expose microwave bloods to microwave radiation, you get what's called blood stacking. Blood stacking causes this, nosebleeds. These are children in Gateshead. These two in the middle, this is Bangkok, bleeding from the eyes, bleeding from the nose. The mainstream media are telling you it's diesel cars. Seriously, diesel cars. At the height of the pollution in London, where lots of people died, it was catastrophic before the Clean Air Act, nobody was bleeding from the nose and the eyes when people had coal-fired power stations or coal fires in the home, where the air was toxic. We weren't dying. We didn't kill all the flying pollinators. All the birds weren't dead. They are now. So these are kids that we have, and this is the administering of a noxious substance. Microwave radiation is a battlefield weapon system, very sophisticated one. So consequently, that's what that is. Here's a little bit more published science papers. This shows the increase. We actually put this into court case where we're sure there was a 300% increase in fetal mortality when women were exposed to microwave radiation. And obviously, in Gateshead, this little nutmeg just came out last week. Northeast, however, has the highest unexplained infant mortality rate in the country. Unexplained. I can explain it. I can explain what's causing that. That. Now, Gateshead Council do not have 5G because they don't want to have the 5G debate. They tried to get us sent to prison because I sent a couple of councillors a few emails to basically tell them they didn't have 5G. They didn't like that either. For some inexplicable reason, I don't think they like me. And this was actually in the press about it being the 5G testbed. But we do not have it. It's now 2019 and we still don't have 5G because they are desperate not to have that debate. Oh, by the way, after the court case, because I was gagged for 3 months. After the court case, obviously Gateshead Council were the first council in the country to open their own funeral directors. So I sent them a freedom of information request. I want the business plan. I want the business plan to show, because if I can show that they've got this massive spike in growth and the deaths in the area, it could be murder, couldn't it? I mean, I'm not saying that the local authority understand what's going on. Somebody does. Somebody's advised them to open a funeral directors and profit off the increase in deaths. And we have had a massive increase in deaths. In fact, that's Gateshead. That's the national trend, still dropping away. And we had a 23% increase in stroke in the Gateshead area. We've had increases in cancer deaths and heart attacks. Now, what's quite interesting, Gateshead Council, I wrote them and showed them all the science, and they said that science wasn't worth the paper I was written on because I hadn't had any increase in any of these deaths. They were lying. When do we pay public servants to lie? I know they lie quite a bit. It's probably one of the It's one of the qualifications now, isn't it? Keeping we from the truth and lying to us. 5G. I've just put this image in just to show you. This is the step. What's, you know, when Wheeler was talking about, if anybody tells you what 5G is, run the other way. Do you know who he's talking about? Me, Sasha. Run the other way. He doesn't want to hear what we have to say because we speak the truth. 5G in there. There's the light. All right? You see that icon? It is the mast for 5G. So if you've got LED street lighting, you most certainly got 5G. Let's show what it looks like. All right. These are a number of different transmitters. That is a pretty blatant weapon system, by the way. I know you'll not believe that at the minute, but I'll show you the hardware in a minute and explain why that is. This is a 5G transmitter. This is Telenza. And what Telenza say there, this screed looks like a regular photocell. They're building products to make them look like photocells, but they're not. That's an 868 urban radar piece of equipment. This is Harvard. This is the thing that we had in Gateshead. That's it there, hiding underneath a shroud, so it makes it look like a dipole antenna. That's a phased array target acquiring piece of equipment. That's it there. A target acquires it, actually scans the ground, and it's supposed to be looking for that core. This is what they're saying here. Radar-type sensor, multifunction radar technology. In your street, on top of your street lighting. It's a Category 1 cancer-causing radiation. Unbelievable. So they've got no diffusers, and they've got all this equipment attached to them, the carrier. You want to see what 3D mapping does with a microwave radiation scanner? There's some nice pictures for you. So I can see you. This is an aerial photograph. This was from an AUV where they were looking into a house because I can strip away the concrete, the brickwork. Do you know if you put your Wi-Fi on, you see the neighbour's Wi-Fi coming through your brickwork and your concrete? The reason why that is because it passes through concrete and brickwork with ease. Now, that's 2.5 gigahertz. These are sub-gigahertz, which operate a lot better in the long-range radar, so they operate a lot better in the urban environment. Now, you might go, well, why would they want to do that? Well, your council, the UN agenda, it's about smart bins, so they can see into your bin. And what they're going to have, this is a new £10 note. You see that little bit of foil there? It's printed into paper. It's just a bit of foil. But I can identify that £10 note with that scanner. I have that configuration in my computer, and I can see it. And where this technology came from was for urban environment, battlefield urban environment battles. So we're going to have a fight in the city, as they had in Syria. I need to be able to see where my enemy combatants are. So what I do, I set these scanners up. I can scan into the environment, and what I do, I put into the computer the configuration of a Kalashnikov rifle. That scanner will identify it. And then let's say I've got a couple of guys there with a Kalashnikovs, 3 or 4 Kalashnikovs, and I can drop some munitions on them. All right, that's where the technology came from. It's on a street light near you. Unbelievable, but true. This is the hardware in Gateshead. This is where it really gets quite interesting. What I want people to look at is this bit. This was the documents sent by to the FCC by Harvard Technology, a company that's went belly up, by the way, since I started making a noise. They're burying the evidence. That's really what they're doing. This is the bit of hardware. Like I said, look at this bit. That's an antenna there. All right. This is another scanner. That's an antenna. But this is the really interesting bit, because as soon as I see something and it's obscured, I think, oh, that's quite interesting. You'll see this capacitor on this board. That's it there. I put it the right way up so it's easier to see. 450 volts. 450 volts? It's 250 in, by the way. So it goes 250 in the bottom, and they put a 450 volt on a board. A bit more suspicious. This is an actual light sensor. You know the one that I keep telling you it is? That's a capacitor, 10 volts. See it? 10V. This thing here, it's another manufacturer's piece of hardware on top of a light. That's a 3,300-watt relay. 3,300-watt relay. That's bigger than your kettle. Why all that power? Why would you want all that power on the top of a street light? These LEDs, I thought they were lower power. Somebody trying to tell me that they're going to save a few bob on the electric. And then I've got equipment that uses quite a bit. I mean, quite a bit. Well, I'm going to tell you why. This is the really unbelievable bit that I still can't believe, by the way. I wake up in the middle of the night and think I'm having a dream. That there looks like a teardrop. It's what's called a dielectric lens. Dew drop. Direct energy weapon. What it does, it focuses the microwave radiation. This bit is the scanner. So that target acquires the bit, target, and that is the shooty bit. It's the bit that Wheeler, in his presentation, he said some scientists have come up with this fantastic piece of equipment that can actually fire and shoot signals, higher densely collimated signals. All sounds quite interesting. Well, Jews, unfortunately, are part of a weapons portfolio for the West military. All right, this is Deus Ex documents. There's the sweet spot. There's your microwave radiation and radar boards. Now, public health thing will tell you this is safe. I see an IRP guidelines, oh, it's perfectly safe, don't worry, nobody's ever been hurt. The West military and the East military use this equipment for battlefield interrogation and weaponry. Do they think that all stupid, or do they think we're stupid by believing that them idiots think that it's safe? Because it isn't. Now, one of these lampposts ran into a car. So, you know, I did a talk and Gateshead.
Just note, we've got the commissioner on standby shortly. You've got five minutes.
5 minutes. So anyway, here we go. That's the shooty bit. This is the delivery system. High voltage for an LED street light. And they're trying to tell me that this is for switching lights on and off. An absolute total crock. This is 5G. This is the IEEE. You see it shooting that signal. That's the differentiator. 4G signals radiate in all directions. Depending on antenna design, it's called inverse square law. 5G shoots them. That's how you differentiate, and that's what's on those streetlights. Now, somebody's designed to shoot them in an autonomous vehicle. Well, I'm going to show you. They were actually target acquiring and shooting wild boar using 5G in South Korea. This, if you think going to the countryside is going to save you, think again, because your government's got a plan to put 400,000 transmitters right across rural Britain. It's got some tractor. They want autonomous tractors. This whole autonomy thing, it's all part of an issue. And this is radar. This is 5G. This is an industry document. That's radar. These are offset phased array radar signals. This is them on the battlefield. This was the first one, Mammoth. This is the very sophisticated piece of equipment, but that is the technology in play. The Israeli military want to reclassify it as an IRC Group 1 because a lot of troops have been suffering from cancer when they're exposed to this. Iron Dome. Israel have 5G, by the way. I'll keep you on that, they don't. Iron Dome's 5G. They've got an issue with a lot of the troops who've been operating and are getting cancer. This is the US military. They've just set up an electromagnetic defense task force to look at EMS, microwaves and electromagnetic energy, because they know there's an issue with some of the equipment that's coming from China that's been built. So you know you've heard about the 5G issue with Trump and Huawei. That's what it's all about. You've got the police making sure that they can chop all the trees down. This is Gateshead. This is Sheffield. This is an environmental crime, by the way. This is Italy. That seat, that bin. It's the same structure. And you see how they've just chopped them off the top so you can scan. And that's what 5G is. 5G is mass surveillance. Densification, backhaul, and antenna design. It's a weapon system. Smart, secret militarized armaments and residential technology. That's what it stands for. That's its acronym, all right? So you've got, there's been nobody done any multiplication. So whenever they test any of these devices, they test one or two or three, you've got a cityscape, billions more transmitters. It is toxic. It increases the temperature. One of the issues we've got in the US is the temperature increase causes all these things. So why would you roll 5G out in a city? Microwave radiation in there, basic physics, not complicated. It's going to increase the temperature. So you've got a temperature increase, which we know is deleterious, and that's the, not really worried about it, electric cars. So we've got a climate emergency declared in Gateshead, by the way. It's freezing up there. I always get a nosebleed when I come south because it's that warm. It's, but you've got electric cars and autonomous. The whole thing is a total and out, untested, unregulated experiment. Electric vehicles have only been tested to be safe for the human a maximum of 30 minutes. These taxi drivers are in those vehicles for 11 hours. That is catastrophic. Laser misuse act. You see these lasers? They're lasers on the top of them, on them vehicles. These are in cities. They're testing them now. The Department of Transport's allowed them to test them. If I shine this laser at your eyes, it's assault. These lasers on the top of these vehicles are more dangerous because this is a class one. They're a category two, possibly three, and it operates in a non-visible spectrum so you can't see it. So it can damage your eyes without you even seeing them. Shocking. Shocking, amazing, and this is the so-called future, and that is illegal. You've got a picture of a vehicle here. It's got four LIDAR. LIDAR's radar laser cross. All right. Absolutely dangerous and breaking the law. And that's what I was saying before about the law being broken by, you want to see real autonomy. 5G, autonomous vehicles need autonomous systems and they need 5G to geolocate ourselves. Here's some of the new weapons. Looks nice, doesn't it? If they want to operate that in your street, they need 5G. Because make no mistake about it, that's what's coming. That is the future if we don't get it stopped, right? I do have some weapons ideas, by the way, so we can take them out, because you can't stop them if you know what you're doing. Quick little scary thing. Ofcom want technology companies use 60 gigahertz. 60 gigahertz can do this. Can disassociate the oxygen molecule so your hemoglobin can't pick it up. I can gas you. I can gas you with energy in air. All right? I can change the constituent parts of air and make it really, really hard for you to live. 50 parts per million, 0.03, kill all biological life. And I can do that with something like that. I invented one of these for a carbon dioxide project to disassociate carbon dioxide. You can see there, it's got a cooler pipe. You charge you at 34 electron volts on average. If I disassociate the molecular bond, I'll gas you. They look very much to me like molecular reactors that can actually gas a person. I can tell by the shape of this, that looks like a flu. Horrendous looking equipment, not for telecommunications. That is the myth. Just a quick wrap up. We've been knocking this document out from the Save Us Now organisation to, and also we have a fund, it's quite interesting, Let Justice Be Done Though the Heavens Fall. It was a statement made by a judge when they repealed slavery. 5G is slavery. We let them bring this into our homes and our cityscapes and our towns, and I'm telling you now, you will be enslaved. You're already a slave. You're already asleep. This just finishes it off, and they can kill at will.
Thank you.
Thanks.